Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and sing-along starter, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia is a game that you can play how and where you want. You can go it alone or team up with others. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 2000s, animals, and who am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available in this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop history and share your scores. I love to see everyone who plays from all around the globe, and today's shout out goes to our players over in Rotterdam, Netherlands. Thank you for playing. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck.
Round one.
For round one today, it's all out noughties. We have 5 questions for you about the hit songs and hit makers of the 2000s, with 1 point available for each correct answer. Let's get cracking. Question 1. In 2005, The Emancipation of Mimi was a major comeback album for which 90s diva? Question 2. A cover of the Tears for Fears song Mad World became a chart hit in 2003 after appearing on which film soundtrack? Question 3. My Boo was a number one hit duet in 2004 between which 2 American R&B singers? Question 4. According to the lyrics of a 2003 hit by Khalees, what brings all the boys to the yard? Question 5. Bleeding Love was a 2007 hit single for which winner of the X Factor UK? That's it for round one.
Round two.
Round two today is animals. You're about to receive 5 clues about hit songs, all of which mention an animal somewhere in their title. There is 1 point available for each song title that you can correctly guess from our clues. Let's get to it. Question 6. This 1990 single from Janet Jackson is also known as a sign of bad luck. Question 7. This was a 1977 hit album and song of the same name for the rock and roll star Meatloaf. Question 8. This track was a Moonlight collaboration between David Guetta and Sia from 2012. Question 9. This song was a 1972 Elton John hit, in which he sings about being young with his friend Susie. Question 10. This 2008 track from Florence and the Machine also featured in the film Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who Am I? You are going to receive a series of clues about a famous music artist, as each clue will reveal more information. The sooner you can identify the answer, the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you can get it from just one clue, and progressively down to only 1 point if you get it on the final clue. Here we go. Who am I? Clue 1. I was born on the 1st of February, 1994, in Redditch, England. Clue 2. I discovered singing with a karaoke machine I received as a present, and from family encouragement, I auditioned for The X Factor in 2010. Clue 3. Aside from my singing career, I have acted in films such as Dunkirk and Don't Worry, Darling. Clue 4. I was in a very successful boy band until I went solo in 2017. Clue 5. My solo hit songs include Watermelon Sugar, As It Was, and Adore You. That's all of our rounds complete. We are going to be right back after a break to reveal all the answers. Welcome back. Did you do well? Well, let's see. Commencing with the hits of the noughties. Question 1. Mariah Carey. The album became her biggest success since 1995's Daydream. Question 2. Donnie Darko. Question 3. Usher and Alicia Keys worked together on My Boo. Question 4. Khalees said her milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Question 5. Leona Lewis had a hit with Bleeding Love. Continuing on to round 2, animals. We gave you clues about hit songs that all mentioned an animal somewhere in their title. These are the ones that we were looking for. Question 6. Black Cat by Janet Jackson. Question 7. Bat Out of Hell by Meatloaf. Question 8. She-Wolf by Sia and David Guetta. Question 9. Crocodile Rock by Elton John. And question 10. Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music star from some Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Harry Styles. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you needed. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, leave a comment or vote in the episode poll. You can also follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia, where we play extra games. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening to me right now. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.